Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Someday soon I'll leave this world of pain and toil and sin. The Lord will take me by the hand to join all of me kin. Me only wish is when the Savior comes for me and you.
He killed the cast of Riverdance and Michael Flatley too. Now
everybody's
hey!
We had to have an oi there.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
It's a Yiddish holiday right there at the end. Oi! Lift him up by the chair. Oi! And oh, man. Welcome, everybody. St. Paddy's Day Spectacular on the Robert Scott Bell Show. First of all, Super Don, any Irish blood in you?
No. You know, I somehow miss that. I've got English and Scottish and Dutch.
Scotland. All right. We got some Scotland.
And Italian. I missed Ireland altogether.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I have any Irish roots either. I wonder if that word makes us unqualified to do a St. Paddy's Day show. Maybe we should just pack it in and go home.
You know what? It's funny because a lot of people think they know everything about St. Patrick's Day, right? You wear green, you drink green beer, you do. And you know what? I bet you there's some people out there that would be surprised to find out that maybe they're not as qualified as they think they are.
It's true. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit, because we got our UK health correspondent coming up a little later, Amanda Thomas. I'll ask her about St. Paddy's Day over across the pond, and we'll see what's up. But, yeah, there are some interesting facts we can open up with today about St. Patrick's Day. Again, I don't know who wrote this, so if you know St. Patrick's Day better than we do, which is likely, you can call us up at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
Listen, we only get our information from the most highly prestigious websites out there, such as this one here. It's cheeseburger.com.
Of course. That and Paul Offit, the vaccine prophet, because he just speaks nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Let's see. St. Patrick was the son of a wealthy deacon. Did not know that. At the age of 16, he was captured and taken to Gaelic Ireland, where he spent 6 years as a slave. I guess he was ahead of his time. What was that movie? 12 Years a Slave, right?
12 Years a Slave, yes.
So he only did half of that. St. Patrick claimed God spoke to him during the trial and told him to abscond. How often do you hear that word, abscond?
Abscond, yeah.
That's
once
a great
in
word.
Yeah.
Abscond to the coast, or a boat would be waiting for him to take him home. And Patrick, so your son's named Patrick. You have some Irish in you, after all.
I do have a son named Patrick, indeed.
Would you say he's St. Patrick?
He would like to think so sometimes, but I don't think he's quite reached sainthood yet.
Put Dad on the spot there. So he moved back to Ireland to convert the Irish pagans to Christianity. After years of evangelizing, he died on March 17th, which is why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day, evidently. Downpatrick. Interesting. He's born in Downpatrick.
Buried in Downpatrick, and his name is Patrick. Okay.
Is that a coincidence? Now, the Shamrock, what do you think about the Shamrock? That's interesting. Now, this is not about lucky, well, they say the luck of the Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, there's a picture of a woman with two three-leaf clovers. Now, I never knew that the three-leafs were the lucky ones. I always thought the four-leaf ones were. But the three-leafs were a symbol used by St. Patrick to explain the Holy Trinity to the pagans.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
So they couldn't handle a visual aid, right?
So, yeah, this leaf represents the Father, this is the Son, this is the Holy Spirit.
Three,
that's
come
how played it.
Do you understand three? See, okay, look at this leaf. Three, see? Oh.
I'm not here to offend anybody, but you should see the T-shirt because they got two three-leaf clovers on this well-endowed woman, and I think that was the way they got to them, must have been. Now, the Feast of St. Patrick, the 17th of March, was made an official Christian feast in the 17th century. That's the 1600s for those of you in Washington, D.C., to commemorate the arrival of Christianity in Ireland. It's a public holiday there, a three-day event known as St. Patrick's Festival. And first celebrated when? St. Patrick's Festival was first celebrated only in 1996? That seems like a recent thing. Do you think they meant 1696?
I was getting pinched for not wearing green when I was in elementary school, so that is not accurate.
You were too, yeah. I think I didn't wear green just so I would get pinched.
Yes.
The cute girls, hopefully.
Well, did you ever have the guy in
the
class that always would say he'd pick his nose and say, "I have green"?
No, I just didn't want to remember that, Super Don. Thank you for that memory.
All right.
I put outside. Yeah. The color green. It's not the color green. It was the color blue that was made the Order of St. Patrick. Who knew that? The Order of St. It was green, but no, because it was Ireland. But it's blue is the official color chosen by the Order of St. Patrick. Now, what about drinking on St. Patrick's Day? Drinking. During
That's
the Feast of St. Patrick, the Catholic Church allows those observing Lent to forego restrictions of feasting and drinking alcohol, which first associated the holiday with drinking. Now, I think that most people in America, I don't know what the percentage of them are Catholics, but I can bet that those who are not are drinking as much or more as an excuse because it's a party holiday for them. I only wish they were drinking kombucha. You know, instead of, if you're going to drink beer, make it organic, because at the time that St. Patrick was drinking beer, everything was organic. If, in fact, he was drinking beer. I don't know. And, that's about it for our trivia on St. Patrick's Day as we kick in the Robert Scott Bell Show in a very unusual way today.
We will, we'll make mention, I think, of St. Patrick's Day throughout the show because, you know, there's nothing like a good St. Patrick's Day pun. And I've got a few, so I think I might share
them
throughout.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like,
okay,
I've got a McDonald's joke here. What do you get when you do the Irish jig at McDonald's?
I have no idea.
A shamrock shake.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a McNugget sandwich or something.
Okay, yes.
Well, the thing is, if you think about McDonald's, it's MC. Isn't that like McDonald, Mc, whatever? Isn't that something related? Kind of the clan of whatever?
Oh.
The clan of the Donald?
You're talking about the Mc.
Yeah,
it is. But, you know, I like to think of Mc from the movie Rocky.
Okay. Mc could have been a contender.
Yes.
All right. McDonald's. This is the weirdest start to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I will just say that right now. But it's okay. It's St. Patrick's Day, and no, I have not been drinking. Kombucha, maybe, but no, I have not been drinking. There are McDonald's stories, interestingly enough. Was there a St. Patrick's Day McNugget massacre at South by Southwest? Anthony Gucciardi is he from Natural Society, right?
Yeah, he is, actually.
Yeah. He went to the South by Southwest, and there was a concert being given. It was evidently sponsored by McDonald's Chicken McNuggets. And he goes in there, evidently has permission to film, and then he goes in there when he orders some food. He asks the lady if she eats the food, and she kind of gives a half-hearted meh. And then he asks her, "Do you know what's in a McNugget?" And then all hell broke loose. He got thrown out of the party.
No.
Yeah. So don't be asking what's in a McNugget if you're in a McDonald's. What do you expect they're going to do?
Yeah, he was instigating a little bit there, but you know what? I can respect that.
Yeah, well, see, you are an instigator, Superman.
I am. I love it.
Let's see. There is another story here, and this one goes to the McCops. The McCops. McCops, not the McRobbers. Although, who is it? There was Mayor McCheese, and there was the Hamburglar.
Right.
Right? And this cop was not there to catch the Hamburglar. Grimace, yeah. This cop was not there to catch the Hamburglar. Somebody caught this guy parking in the McHandicapped spot. I just had to hear that again. there was just no way I could not hear that. Listen to this. This cop is parking in the wrong place and somebody called him out on it.
You realize you parked illegally, right? You parked in a handicapped pass park spot.
You know what you're talking about?
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. You parked in
This isn't a handicapped spot. Okay?
It isn't? It's not? That's not a handicapped parking spot right there?
He shows him. Look on the pavement. It's a handicapped spot.
That's not a handicapped spot. No.
I don't know what that is. That's not a handicapped spot because I'm a cop and I know what that is.
Get your facts straight.
That's not a handicapped parking spot right there?
Get your facts straight. It's not a handicapped spot.
It's not a handicapped spot.
Plus, I'm a marked police unit.
So you get to park wherever you want?
That's right.
So you get to do whatever you want?
I'm an unmarked police unit. So that you get to park wherever you want. You know, this guy has got some, let's say he's got the McNuggets in this one.
Oh,
you're calling out a cop for parking in the McHandicap spot.
He's got big McNuggets. Oh, yeah. I totally respect. There's another instigator. Good for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Mick instigators today on the edition that we're doing right now. It's Mick, what's the day? It's I don't even know what day it is anymore. We started the show. I must have been drinking today.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
St. McPatrick's Day. Well, let's see if he backs down, because the cop was really intimidating. I'm a cop. Yeah, it's not a handicapped spot.
Are you serious?
You work for the police department?
I work for the Webster Police Department. My name is Officer Javery. Why are you hassling me?
If I was parked
you don't even know what you're talking about.
If I was parked in a handicapped parking spot, would I be
What's your name?
I don't have to tell you that.
He's trying to turn it around. What's your name? Like, what am I doing? I'm pointing out, you're not... What about the handicapped person that can't park here? It's not my problem. I'm a cop. Well, that's the bad cop, you know, out there. And I don't know what else to do about that. You know, the only reason we did that story is more or less because there was an MC before it. McDonaldland parking in the wrong spot. A cop. A McCop. Now, I see Cartman right now saying, respect my authority. Because the guy was caught basically dead to McRights, and he's just going, I'm denying this. This is not a handicap spot. Listen, you may be a police officer, but that doesn't give you the ability to change a handicap spot into a not handicap spot. Just park a little further away if you're going to eat the McNuggets. They're not good for you anyway. It'd be good for you to walk a little bit of it off, okay? All right, when we come back, we have a caller. I think it might be about high blood pressure. My blood pressure's not up today. It might be so low I can hardly stand for the entire show.
We'll see.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I almost got to hear that opening crossfade again just to keep the St. Paddy's Day spirit going. I mean, it's like St. Paddy's Day. It's like a drinking song. I'm not drinking. Mm-hmm. I promise you I'm not, but I'm just feeling so silly today. That's it. That's why I'm happy now.
I think that has become a permanent part of the show. I think we definitely have to
use that again. Yeah. Super Don, you were saying you threw down the pun challenge. What, you have like a St. Paddy's Day pun? Is that what you're saying?
Ready for one? You want one right now?
yeah. Bring us the all luck right. of the Irish so we can avoid another McNugget massacre.
All right. What do ghosts drink on St. Patrick's Day?
What do ghosts drink on St. Patrick's Day? I do not know, sir.
Booze.
Okay, all right. If that's where it's going, we might not do another one of those.
Here's what it is. After every one of these really horrible puns, you need to play. Yeah.
What? What do I need to play? What sound? What sound? Oh, that sound? Okay. Okay. All right.
There you
we'll
go. All right.
Actually, it looks like I'm saved by the bell.
Wow.
My name is Marilyn, and I'm in California. I had two strokes recently, and I have very high blood pressure that no matter what they put me on does not seem to come down. I'm considering medical marijuana. However, I'm not interested in getting high. I'm wondering if there is such a product that I would still get the benefits of the calming and the lower blood pressure and also not getting high.
Wow. All right. Grandma does not want to get high. That's Marilyn in California. No, that's she was very clear on that, which is fine, and you don't have to. In fact, if the strokes are induced, and two strokes are not better than one, you don't want a second one. If you got the first one and you haven't listened to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you might get a second one. So now that you're here, you won't get a third one. I would encourage you immediately to ramp up your silicon intake, the silica, which is so critical for vascular integrity and elasticity. That can help be the difference between having a stroke or not, okay? Silica, you can get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077. Okay, Marilyn, dial 866-424-1077. I promise you will not get a silicon high. I promise. Now, in terms of medical marijuana, yes, cannabis. Cannabis sativa, cannabis indica, all of these things. But let's go back to the herbal plant, the hemp plant, the industrial hemp plant. You can take the cannabidiol, which we've talked about for a while, but maybe Maryland doesn't know about it yet. In California, in Florida, in New Jersey even, anywhere around the 50 states, you can utilize the CBD, which can take you out of that anxious place and make it less likely if it was a stress-induced scenario, which they all are to some degree. So the CBD right now we can get, and you can get a number of ways in the health food stores, or go directly to hempmedspx.com, hempmeds, M-E-D-S-P-X.com. And you can take yourself out of that anxiety state. Also, remember hydration, Marilyn. Hydration, chronic low-level dehydration can create inflammation anywhere in the body, including the vascular system, causing the heart to have to work harder, creating more injury and more inflammation within the circulatory system, thus, again, increasing risk of stroke. So if you haven't downloaded the free ebook from robertswater.com, please check that out as well and get that molecular hydrogen working for you. At robertswater.com. Also, salt. Every time you turn around, it's a new story. Salt is bad. Salt is good. I thought we put that one to bed, Super Don. But then again, new innovative drugs may be able to reduce cholesterol. Like, nobody reads the scientific literature in the drug industry and the doctors. They still go, yeah, let's reduce some cholesterol. So I want to make sure Kathleen, I'm sorry, not Kathleen, that was Marilyn. Kathleen's coming up. Marilyn, you're not taking a statin drug, because that can be just disastrous for your liver. And when your liver's not functioning and detoxing right, all bets are off, including circulatory bets. Now, Super Don, what were you going to... Not another pun, though.
No, I was just saying, I mean, it was a month ago that we were covering the, you know, the story about, you know, salt and salt. The story about cholesterol. And there's still, I mean, there's still stories coming out. We got experimental drugs, you know, the lower cholesterol that doesn't hurt you, and we proved it last month, but we want to make more drugs. There's new recommendations coming out talking about how salt is bad for you, even though a month ago salt was okay for you. It's
right.
Just silly. It's just dumb.
Yes. Well, and Marilyn, you need some level of salt. Of course, the minerals, 84, potentially 84, in the cleanest of salts, the ancient crystal salts that are available to you. And that's not just sodium and chloride, which is not a good way to take salt. If it's got all the minerals, it can actually reduce blood pressure with good hydration. All right, we'll be back. A special guest previewing Autism One, Kathleen DiCiaria. DiCiaria? I'm going to ask her how to pronounce her last name. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. You're close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Don't know whether to say aye or arg or oi. It's St. Paddy's Day. And a couple of non-Irish guys on the show here. Robert Scott Bell, Super Don. Matt's on the board. We didn't ask him if he's got any Irish blood in him, but we have been saved. We have been saved. We are rescued because our next guest has some Irish blood. She is Irish, in fact, in some way, shape, or form. Her name is Kathleen, and I got the name right. She told me on the break. I'm going to try to do it right. Kathleen DiChiaria. No, I probably did it wrong again. Kathleen, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having me. And for all the listeners, my maiden name is Coughlin, so that'll...
There you go. Coughlin.
There you go.
That makes sense. Super Don, you wanted to throw out one more joke. I think I'll give you one more little bit of leeway here.
Listen,
but if you blow
in honor of the fact that we actually have somebody Irish on the show here. Okay. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah. Okay.
What's Irish and stays out all night?
I don't know. What is it, Super Don?
Patio furniture.
Yes, just in time. All it's right. Getting warm enough to bring out the patio furniture. Thank you, Super Don. I knew I would regret that. Kathleen, let me apologize on behalf of the Robert Scott Bell Show and Super Don. Welcome, my friend. And that's why you're here also, because we're going to get together and have, weirdly enough, a great party, a celebration at the same time. It's a very serious issue, too. And we're going to be together at Autism One in Chicago in May, autismone.org. You're going to be presenting on the first day as well. And you know this subject matter intimately because you've had a family member subjected to this kind of sphere, if you will, of autism.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, thank you for having me on. Yeah,
I'm glad
son,
to have you here.
Who's now 11, had seven different diagnostic labels before he even got the autism label, but that, in essence, described the full set of conditions that his body was faced with, so... Yeah, we're excited to be on the other end of it. In fact, he just formally lost his diagnosis last week, which we were able to document on camera, the meeting with the doctor when she made the announcement to my husband and I. So it's pretty exciting. We had expected that would be the result, but to actually hear them and to see them and to, you know, be delivered that important information was just validated everything we had done. Yeah.
Mm. When you lose an autism diagnosis, it's not something you ever want to find again, but what you are helping people with is how to navigate your way out of that situation. You have a new book we haven't linked up in the show notes called The Hidden Connection, Discover What's Keeping You from Feeling Happy, Healthy, and Symptom-Free. And I'm sure it's a broad-based perspective on many things, not just one thing, but my goodness, if you can even help one family get their kid out of that diagnosis, that would be a miracle for that family.
Right. It's true. And actually, in Stephen's case, we never really sought to recover him. Interestingly, I had been, I had a health crisis myself, and I had used, out of desperation, and because I had such severe complications, I actually was permanently disabled. They said you'd be disabled for life, and my prognosis was so low that I got desperate and went back to study everything I possibly could on nutrition and the body and the immune system. And then I started to apply what I was learning and could see changes and feel changes in myself to Stephen with the intention really just to give him his best life. I mean, we never really sought to correct anything because I didn't fully understand the complexity of what he was struggling with. So we just said, well, what can we do for him? What are the things we can do so that he has his best shot at life? And what ended up happening was something much greater than we could have ever anticipated. So I always like to encourage families to not really always think about the end result, right? Because that can be discouraging. We all know that autism is a very complex disorder and affects children in many, many different ways, which is why there's a spectrum. So if the intention going into it is that you're just going to really do everything you can specifically for your individual child, then no matter what the outcome is, you've done it. I mean, you've been successful, right? Because
Kathleen has beautifully said in that we never know the potential of these children or any human to be whatever their potential is for functionality and health and happiness and all of those things until we remove the interference to those things and we give the body what it genuinely needs to function fully. I mean, these things are very basic. They're very simple. Yet the allopathic medical monopoly profession of these doctors that have been deified in our culture, let's face it, many people have looked up to them, thought that they were experts in this realm, in this field, but they have been bringing great harm, and I'm not saying all of them, but a very large percentage of them, based on adopting a method of taking kids that may have been largely healthy and injecting them with toxic poisons in the guise of a vaccine and then seeing this regression or worse. So when you do what you do, and you said you've got some training in functional nutrition, bio-individual nutrition, that's a beautiful thing, and certified in health and nutrition coach. I mean, you're talking about doing biomedical approaches, not bringing poison and drugs into the body, but removing these interferences. That's what I gather in a very rapid sense of what you're all about.
That's right. And because, you know, the triggers for autism vary per individual. Some children, you know, what's going to really perpetuate that problem in the body is going to vary from child to child. So even with a child who isn't necessarily vaccine injured, I'm going to even go back a few steps and tell you that one of the things that we received in the medical community when Stephen's case was actually the stripping of hope. So we were told very early on that he would never speak, that he would never live alone, that he would never get married, that he would never make peer relationships, and that he needed to be medicated because he had such severe panic and social anxiety. And after we left that meeting, my husband and I both said, because this was a very well-respected neurologist in our state, and we both thought to ourselves, does he see something we don't see? Have we become so blinded by love that we really just don't see that this is as bad as it is? And then I got really angry that he, because I thought he doesn't have a crystal ball. He has no right to project what his future will be like, even if that's what he thinks is going to happen. Mm. So once I made that shift internally that he just didn't have the right to take that from us, and as soon as we didn't have that piece of hope, there was no way we could continue on. I think it's so critical that those conversations are not happening, that if somebody, the medical community, doesn't feel that they have the tools to provide resources to that family, that they simply say that as opposed to there is nothing you can do, because that, quite frankly, is a lie, and it just isn't true. There are lots of things available and so many things people can do for themselves, and it really is less about what you add into the body, because people always ask me, whether I'm giving a lecture or a presentation, what was the thing? What did you do, right? What was the magic bullet? They want to know what the magic bullet is. And what we did was we lifted the burden off of his body. We took more things away than we added in. Because quite frankly, I think this whole reductionist mindset that we see in allopathic medicine is happening even in the holistic community, because they're using the same approach using supplements and diet. And that can be very, very risky. I think we have to be very careful about taking that same thinking of ending one cycle in the body, but then creating another problem. So it's, I think, more important to lift the burden off the body and allow the body to correct itself. Yes, you need some specific supplementation. Yes, you need dietary support. But we have to be very, very careful not to overcorrect the body. And I think that's a big mistake that many, many families make with good intentions, and can lead to problems for the children because it can be very confusing.
I love your message. It linked up. We just blasted it out on the social networks as well. We'll get it out on Twitter as well, The Hidden Connection, Discover What's Keeping You From Feeling Happy, Healthy, and Symptom-Free. Kathleen DiChiara. I said it right. I think I said it right.
I love it. You do.
Yes, it took me three times, though. But, hey, it is St. Paddy's Day, and I'm not Irish, so you got to give me some, cut me some slack, all right? Listen, this is such an empowering message, and I love the fact that you're going to be also presenting at Autism One with this message, and it is something that needs to be heard because many of these families have lost hope. They've tried so many things, or they've accepted the prognosis of the medical doctors here that said there's nothing you can do, just drug them for the rest of their lives. And there may be, I don't know, there may be some of these kids that are so damaged beyond comprehension that it's palliative care, but there are many children that can be recovered. And it isn't a matter of putting a 10 million things that are so complex you can't figure it out, but removing the interference, giving the body critically things that it needs, and you can find your pathway out. And it sounds like you've actually done it. And the question to you, Kathleen, is have you helped others to achieve things like this? Or is this a kind of a new journey for you with this book?
Well, you know, it's funny. I get a lot of requests, you know, so much that I can't really keep up at this point. So my decision has been to take it a little bit broader. The book was one way of doing that, but also to support practitioners, so practitioners that are interested in working and supporting with these families, helping them to be more successful in their own community so that there are more people like me doing what they're doing. For me to help one-on-one is not that effective. So if I can get out to larger communities and address them, and certainly shows like yours, Robert, is certainly a way for us to do that and to inspire that. So I do have some other projects in the pipeline and some films and a documentary that was done that we're hoping to inspire other families so they can see some of that transformation and what happened in our own family. So we're excited about that and thinking about ways that I can do that on a broader platform.
Well, this is a healing ministry, quite honestly. We do this 2 hours a day, 6 days a week to bring the power to heal back where it belongs with the people, with these families. And again, it sounds we're aligned in mission. Everybody's got a unique way to go about it. There's not only one way. That's why I love sharing these voices and yours as well. And many of those who are attending and many of those who are speaking at Autism One later in May, and we've got those linked up as well in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I forget which day I'll be speaking on, but I'll be broadcasting live from the event, and I'm just looking forward to it. Those of you who used to go to the Health Freedom Expos, particularly in the Midwest, there was always one in June, around May, June, in Chicagoland area, you would be greatly benefited, even if you have no child within the autism spectrum diagnosis, because so much of the information is similar to what was presented. So many different tracks, so many different families coming together, people that really are helping to lift one another up in very tough circumstances. So for me, it's become a very important annual tradition here to be part of Autism One.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be there and to meet with the other mothers and support families in the recovery lounge. I know this is a new journey for some people, or they're maybe further along in their healing opportunity. But I think for myself, I mean, I did this, with Stephen. He's 11.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I didn't have access to what a lot of families have today. So we're really at a new time now when families can get access to other families who've had this experience, and that is extremely powerful.
Well, and you're paying it forward. Bless you. Bless you, Kathleen. DiChiara. I think I said it right. Maybe.
Yeah.
I appreciate you so much. I give you a big hug when I see you at Autism One. The Hidden Connection. Discover what's keeping you from feeling happy, healthy, and symptom-free.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows. A doctor's office. The DMV. Your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN host and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right. I guess a green story for St. Paddy's Day. Not a happy green story, I'll say that. Coming out of Roanoke, Virginia. At least Roanoke.com, the Roanoke Times covers this. This sixth grader, all right? Let's see. My son now is equivalent of ninth. My daughter is fourth. So right in there, 11-year-old boy. He goes to school. He's like in the gifted program, right? He's an 11-year-old boy. He's going to be cute, right, and do something stupid. Right. What 11-year-old boy doesn't do something stupid? Heck, what 49-year-old boy doesn't do something stupid occasionally, right? It's just boys, right? This kid, 11 years old at Bedford Middle School, was suspended for basically a year, 364 days, after being caught with a substance that tested negative for what? We're going to get to that. The kid goes in. All right, listen, I'm not going to say he wasn't a little too stupid for being smart by doing this. He goes to school with a lighter, and he's got a leaf, okay? And he probably wants to show off, say, hey, let's go, let's go smoke a leaf, right? Joking about it. Right. Brings in the leaf, then somehow gets turned in. They immediately think, oh, man, the kid, the 11-year-old kid's got marijuana. He's got pot in here. Suspend him. Arrest him. Get him into juvenile, the system. And it's an absolute disaster. This shows you how insane these public school systems are. The automatic expulsion, the zero tolerance. Zero tolerance means zero brains. You don't get to think. You don't have to think about anything. Months after the fact, I mean, this kid is in so much trouble. Only months later, the mom and dad learned that the leaf wasn't marijuana. And the prosecutor then dropped the juvenile court charge because the leaf had already field tested negative three times for being cannabis. It wasn't cannabis.
What was it? It's a leafy green substance.
Right. Yeah. You bring in kale now and they'll arrest you. This is the insanity of zero tolerance. What was it? Well, my friends, blame Canada. It was a maple leaf.
Oh.
A maple leaf. Did they teach the cops in Roanoke, Virginia anything? When you look at a leaf, a cannabis leaf and a maple leaf, tell me that you can't tell the difference between the two. If you want to slap the 11-year-old for being stupid, fine. You want to have, yeah, suspended for a year, juvenile record for what? Bringing a leaf. A maple leaf. Mm. Now they're going to tell you that maple syrup is a psychoactive sweetener.
Well, I got to tell you. I got to tell you, at least the knucklehead cops that mistook okra for marijuana, at least the leaf was similar. A maple leaf?
Yeah, it looked a little closer. A maple leaf is like, you want to talk about a fatty? And I don't mean a rolled up joint. I mean a fat leaf. I mean, it's so fat compared. There's no narrow, slender kind of things going on in a maple leaf. And yet somehow they went, oops, only months later.
Yeah.
absolutely incredible.
What can you say? What can you say? But, here's my question. This kid missed a year of school.
Mm-hmm.
How does he make that up? Sixth grade. I mean, that's an important
grade. I know. Look, this kid is suffering with anxiety. They probably put him on some other psychoactive drug approved by the FDA through the child psychologist or psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all because he made a stupid prank at 11 years old. Okay, all right. I need some CBD at this point.
Yeah, right? We need a funnier story.
Okra.
In honor of St. Patrick's Day, we need to have something that will have us doubling over in laughter. You know?
Do you have one for me? Do you have something for me?
I just did. Doubling over with laughter. Doubling.
It didn't work.
Oh man.
Okay.
It's Dublin.
Nice try, Keeper Don. I know it's Dublin. Listen, I'm excited about next hour already. Here I am living in the future. We've got a never-ending story coming up. We also have a licensing issue with marriage. Has Oklahoma been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show? Did they finally figure it out? Also, let's go to Great Britain. Find out what they're doing there for St. Paddy's Day. We're going to talk with our UK health correspondent, Amanda Thomas, from UK Health Radio. And finally, what's wrong with Jimmy Kimmel's tallywhacker? There's something. There's something there. I don't know. Yeah, I know. Get the magnifying glass. We'll be back. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.